This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Glenn N. Robison, who is a leading podiatrist and surgeon from Arizona. He's also a best-selling author, Jin Shin Jitsu practitioner, and certified myopractor. And Dr. Robison, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, glad to be here.
And certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out. So, for starters, in your book, you argue that your immune system is precious. What are some things people can do to naturally guard or boost their immunity?
That's a very good question. And actually, what I would say with that is there are some factors here that definitely helps your immune system. There's a saying called chemistry is an assault on biology. Well, what's chemistry? Chemistry is anything you take into your body that's not in a natural form. And biology is basically your body, your living cells. So things that can help your body, things that are natural, organic, whole foods, anything that are chemically free, those things that actually hurt your immune system is like drugs, vitamins, and processed foods.
And thanks for your feedback there. That is certainly most helpful, and I'm glad we touched on that to kick things off here today. Now, there are certain foods that have been labeled immune boosters. What are some of those foods? I'm sure listeners would appreciate knowing what they are.
Mainly the ones that are fermented and probiotics. Fermented foods, you know, there's a saying, every culture has its culture, and sauerkraut, grass-fed yogurt, miso, tamari, kimchi, these are all probiotics. And other factors that people wouldn't even think about being good immune boosters is a good carbohydrate, you know, a good sugar. You know, we live in a world right now that everybody's avoiding sugar to no end, and I agree. But in order to grow good bacteria in your intestinal lining, you need a good source of a carbohydrate, such as, you know, a organic oatmeal or organic brown rice. These carbohydrates allow the good bacteria to grow in your intestinal lining and just helps the body to propagate. I mean, there's a saying that says also that a good probiotic or a good source of immune booster, it will propagate every 30 seconds. So let's say you take an acidophilus, which is a probiotic. You know, before you know it, within an hour or 2 hours, you know, it was quadrupled and doubled in size. So this is a major factor when you go to pick foods and you find good foods such as the fermented foods and the good quality carbohydrates.
Now, as far as bacteria is concerned, what role does the bacteria in our digestive system play in our immune systems? Touch on that a little bit, if you would.
So when you're dealing with the bacteria in your intestinal lining, there's eight factors that I look at that helps for optimal growing. The first one is the time. It takes about 12 hours for bacteria to grow. The second is temperature. You know, the primo type temperature for the body to grow bacteria is 98.6, which leads to a whole nother discussion of the yin-yang theory in my book that talks about that I always eat according to how I feel. Am I hot or am I cold? So people like in Alaska is going to eat different from people in Arizona, or people in New York are going to be eating different people in Florida. So that is a really, really interesting subject matter that would probably take more time to go into. But the third factor is the alkalinity. The ideal blood pH is 7.4. The glucose, like I've mentioned before, having a really good glucose of a carbohydrate of a whole grain, such as oatmeal or brown rice, that is organic. The fifth one is vegetables. Vegetables that are organic, they use for bulk, helps to prevent compaction in the intestines. The sixth one is darkness. The intestines has no light, and then bacteria culture. And we touch upon that with fermented foods in the capsule of Acidophilus. When it's introduced as a bacteria into the intestinal lining, then it propagates and starts to really take hold. The last one, number eight, is the chyme, C-H-Y-M-E. That's the ability to chew your food 25 times without swallowing. So you chew it, and then you swallow it. But so much of us in our day, we are so in a fast-paced life that we just, you know, don't even think twice about chewing our food. And the digestive process starts with the mouth. And so if you can chew your food 25 times before swallowing, man, you just even made it even a better, bacteria for your intestinal lining.
Really some great insight here so far. Really appreciate your visit today. We're speaking with Dr. Glenn N. Robison, who is a leading podiatrist and surgeon from Arizona. He's also a best-selling author, Jin Shin Jitsu practitioner, and certified myopractor. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, what are some symptoms people experience when the bacteria in their digestive system is not balanced or unbalanced?
So what I see there can be two avenues. You know, the yin side or the weak side, or the yang side or the strong side. And in order to understand that concept, it's really spelled out in the book. But for instance, a diabetic, which I see extensive in my practice, they could either be yin, really weak, tired, fatigued, or they can be very yang, which is they're a heart attack waiting to happen. They're just hot, they're flush, and so I will approach them differently and in their diets. And usually the key factor is that for somebody that's weak and tired, you want to cook your foods for better digestion. The strong ones you can eat raw. So in the diabetic, you'll see both. And you'll see, you know, fibromyalgia in the weaker ones, their immune system is down. In the other factor of the yang, you'll see heart conditions, just really strong, they eat a lot of meat, more than likely. They eat bad fats. They a lot of sugar. They always kick their sheets off at night. And so mainly the heart conditions, diabetes on both sides, and then, you know, some of the arthritic components like fibromyalgia, gout can be a one that, can go both ways, rheumatoid arthritis on a weaker side. But again, it's the individual, and unless I have the individual in front of me, it's hard to say over the phone, but this is what I assess in my practice every day. I really take a holistic approach and give a lot of these diets, I call it, to patients, whether it be diabetic, gout, fungal presentations, and fungus toenails is another presentation that shows me that you have a weak immune system. So, and I see that every day. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I see.
It certainly does make sense, and really appreciate your breaking that down very well. Now, if you would, tell us how detoxing aids your digestive system. I'm sure listeners would appreciate some insight there as well.
Okay. So detoxing is, you know, there's everybody wants to, to clean their body out. There's some caution there. Personally, I have what you call in the book called the daily detox mix, and it consists of the green and red algaes, sodium alginate, apple pectin, psyllium, and green vibrance, mixed with a bottle of reverse osmosis water, and I put trace minerals into it, and then shake it up, and I drink that. That's the first thing I do in the morning. But if I'm really weak and tired, I'm on the yin side of it, I may not want to do that. And so when people go out and detox, they really need to have a good, strong constitution. If I may give one example real quick, like there's a gentleman that had just, he worked out in the outside. He had a strong constitution, and he got ill. He just got fatigued. He worked too much, and so friend of his says, "Well, you need a detox." Well, he detoxed and ended up with pneumonia. Well, he ended up in the ER, ended up in the ICU unit, in congestive heart failure. That's what the hospital told him. Well, he really didn't have congestive heart failure. He just had he had his bacteria in his intestinal lining was off, and he needed some good warm food, such as, you know, chicken soup with good vegetables in it. And once they got him out of the ICU and got him home and started having feeding right, within a couple of days he was back, you know, out fishing again. So I would caution people, if on detox, just to look at your body's constitution, how you feel that day. But it is a great element to clean your body in a safe way that I have spelled out in the book. It'll keep you healthy, happy, and thriving instead of surviving.
Dr. Robison, really appreciate your visit with us here today and all the insight and information shared. Much appreciated. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
Read it before you eat it. I mean, chemistry is an assault on biology. So if you don't know what you're putting into your body, it could be a chemical that's causing you to be weaker and you don't even know it. So I wish everybody the best. Hopefully I created some questions in individuals that they'll start asking questions about themselves and their body and take control of their life and start asking the questions. And I appreciate you allowing me to be on here. Thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. It certainly has been our pleasure. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information online and how they best could be in touch as well.
Well, the book can be purchased on Amazon right now. Also, Barnes & Noble on their website. I do have a website called Live It Lifestyles with an S at the end. And it can get it going there. They can actually get in there and get the diabetic diet. They can get the immune diet. They can get a whole life diet, which I live, which is for the healthy individual. If they have any questions, they can leave a comment on there and I can get back with them. Other than that, if they want a direct call, just call my office. I think my website is naturalfootcures.com, and I'd be glad to return a call. I'm here to help people take their life back and allow them to feel healthy and happy. So,
and we certainly appreciate that. And again, listeners, the website is liveitlifestyles.com. Dr. Robison, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
All right. Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Glenn N. Robison, who is a leading podiatrist and surgeon from Arizona, best-selling author, Jin Shin, Jitsu practitioner, and certified myopractor. And for all the details online, visit liveitlifestyles.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealth Radio Network. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.